Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this morning on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, joined by Julie Beasley. Julie, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Skip. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a trying week, I've got to say. The snow didn't help any.
The snow, it was unexpected, but our school at least didn't have full snow day. We had a 2-hour delay. The kids absolutely loved being out playing in the snow. First snowfall of the year for the season as well, so it was nice.
Did you get out and go sledding?
I did not. I sit on the front porch and watch the kids. Let them have some fun.
I was not expecting the snow. Then again, I don't pay attention to the weather. Do you actually check the weather reports?
I did just a few days ahead of the snow that we received this week, but I didn't realize we would be getting a couple inches like we did. Especially during this time of the year, my kids are always asking, Mom, when is it going to snow? They want to throw on their snow suits and get out on the sled. So otherwise, I wouldn't really pay attention.
Right. Well, the snow did definitely break up the week. We had some challenging news also. Bloomington lost an icon, Keith Klein, school board member. That came unexpectedly as well.
It was very unexpected. I know I've seen so many social media posts throughout the week and talked with many colleagues and friends in the community, surprised and devastated by the news. This week, the Bloomington community lost a longtime fixture as Keith Klein passed away Monday at the age of 79. Klein, who was a native of Gary, Indiana, was a reporter at NBC News Chicago before serving a 20-year tenure as the program director at WTIU. Klein also served as an Ivy Tech adjunct professor, WGCL news director, public relations manager at Cook Group, and as an MCCSC board of trustees member. Klein was well known for his heart for service and dedication to others, as he spent many years as a high school football official, Rotary Club member, Damole International administrator and leader, and volunteer master of ceremonies for many City of Bloomington events such as the 4th of July parade and the Festival of Lights. We send our deepest sympathies to his loved ones and thank Keith for all the great memories he made right here in our community. And joining us now with a few words about Keith Klein, one of his colleagues at WGCL Radio, Mike Glasscott, host of Glass in the Afternoon radio show.
Thanks for having me on, Julie and Skip. Yeah, it's been a tough week, a sad week, and a happy week. And now that I've had some time to sit back and reflect on it, I was a mess on the air on Monday. That was one of the most brutal radio programs ever. And sometimes you don't know how much a person means to you until they're not there or they're gone or whatever it was. And Keith was the rock, was the rock of the program as he arranged everything behind the scenes. He made the sausage. That was the reference I used earlier. He knew everybody. And when you know everybody, he has a Rolodex. I don't know if we still have Rolodexes. He has a Rolodex that had everyone's name in it. And he would come to me and say, hey, do you think we should get on the air to talk about that? I'm like, wow, we can do that? He's like, yeah, I worked with him, or I knew him, or I served on a committee with him, So Keith and I did radio for almost, I think, 13 years. I don't have it in front of me. I'm not a big dates and anniversary guy, so I don't know that. But he didn't have to start with a guy that never did any radio. He could have told me to go fly a kite, and he probably should have, all said and done. But he stayed, and he was on with me at least 2 days a week for, I don't know, 12 or 13 years. 08, 09, 10, somewhere in there. When I'd go on vacation, he'd cover for me and. So it was an impossible Monday. It has gotten easier as the week has gone along. The tributes that have rolled in from his colleagues that he has worked with and for, younger folks that he has touched and helped mentor, people, Mayor Mark Kruzan, the former mayor, Chancellor John Weikart, Chuck Lofton, just some of the names we talked to this week. And that was just on the air, not to mention the hundreds of Facebook messages, text messages, emails, you name it. But Keith was great. Keith was great for a variety of reasons. Number one, he was a true pro. True pro. He shot you straight. He was a trusted sound. He was a trusted voice. And if I was having a bad day, which happens, it's going to happen again, Keith was always the rock to steady the ship, to get us back to level par, to take us where we needed to go, to calm me down. And when he spoke, it was like E.F. Hutton. Go look that up, kids, for you younger ones. When he speaks, everyone listened, and he didn't have Everybody he knew was his friend. Everybody. And he knew everybody. And he will be sadly and sorely missed. So, Skip and Julie, thank you for having me on today. And we appreciate you inquiring about such a fantastic member of our community. And if anybody wants to argue with you that he did not make our community, our government, our city, our county better, they're wrong. And you should hang up the phone, because that's not true at all. We all love Keith at the station, and we will all love Keith at the station as long as we're here doing radio. So thanks again for having me, guys.
Well, Glass, I wish the circumstances were a lot different, but thank you so much for coming on and sharing your thoughts about Keith. Mike Glasscott of WGCL Radio, longtime colleague of Bloomington icon Keith Klein. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Like the goddess Athena, sultry and wise. And we're back. You're listening to What's Happening, and it's time to take a look back at this week in history. All the way back in 1819, on January 25th, the University of Virginia was chartered. Of course, Thomas Jefferson was one of its founders. On January 26th, in 1926, the first demonstration happened of the television. In 1880, on January the 27th, Thomas Edison received his patent for the incandescent lamp. And on January 28th, 1986, a sad day for the space shuttle program and for all of America, where the space shuttle Challenger disintegrated after liftoff, and it killed all seven astronauts on board. Now, Julie, do you remember that incident? Do you remember where you were?
I would have only been two, but definitely in history have had many memories and that very unfortunate day.
In 1886, on January the 29th, Carl Benz patented the first successful gasoline-driven automobile. And our celebrity birthday today, turning 67 years of age today on January the 29th, is Oprah Winfrey. Now, Julie, we ask every week. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with Oprah Winfrey.
Say, who doesn't know Oprah Winfrey? Of course, her long-running program, and now she has her own network, the O Network. So yeah, happy birthday to Oprah. And today on the show, we welcome Stephanie Shelton with Life Designs to talk with us about this year's Art of Chocolate event and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, online at asbofindiana.com. And also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. Find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
Earlier this week, Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears announced six murder charges will be filed against the suspect of the mass murder which occurred a week ago on Adams Street in Indianapolis. The suspect had been identified as 17-year-old Raymond Childs III, and he will be tried as an adult. Childs is accused of killing five family members, as well as the unborn child of his brother's girlfriend. An argument ensued, reportedly, after his father punished him for leaving the house without permission. One sibling survived the shooting and has identified his brother as the killer.
An outbreak of COVID-19 at the Bartholomew County Jail forced the facility into lockdown earlier this week, which was expected to last at least until the end of January. Almost half of the inmates had tested positive for the virus. Attorneys will not be allowed into the jail. Meetings between clients and attorneys will now be conducted over video or audio calls. Inmates with fewer than 30 days left on their sentences will be released early if they are not deemed to be a threat to the public. The decision to release an inmate early rests with the prosecutor's office, judges, or the probation office.
Bloomington City Council might be having second thoughts regarding the possibility of the property downtown, most recently housing the Players Pub, of becoming designated as a historic landmark. This past week, the City Council was presented information that Boxman's Restaurant, which was housed in part of that property, possibly operated with questionable practices by today's standard by not allowing persons of color to patronize the business. In 2020, a developer applied for a permit to demolish the building and was met with pleas to restore and preserve the integrity of the structure for its local historical importance. The final vote on council's approval or denial to award the property historic designation will occur February 3rd.
59-year-old Terrell Graves has been arrested after leading Bloomington police in a car pursuit on Tuesday. Graves, who was driving a gray Ford Mustang, was spotted by an officer for allegedly disregarding a stop sign, but refused to pull over. After speeding away from downtown Bloomington, heading west on 2nd Street, the car was placed in reverse and slammed into a squad car and continued westerly. Eventually, Graves performed a U-turn and drove east on 2nd Street, but eventually lost control of his vehicle near the intersection of Allen and Patterson. Tasers were required in the detainment, and Graves now faces felony charges of resisting law enforcement and reckless driving. No serious injuries were reported stemming from the incident.
Two employees of Indiana University's WFIU and WTIU have been accepted into PBS professional development programs. Iabin Binder, the director of digital, was selected for PBS's 2020 data literacy group designed to help station staff use data to make informed and strategic decisions. And Peyton Noblock, a digital crusader, will join the PBS 2020 Digital Immersions Accelerated Scholarship Program, which helps stations improve their digital efforts while offering an opportunity for station staff to connect to a greater public media community of professionals.
The Bloomington-based Middle Way House, serving survivors of domestic violence, is piloting a new art-based club program for preschool and elementary students called Look Clubs. The program is offered in partnership with the Indiana University Eskenazi Museum of Art. Each month, club members participate in age-appropriate unique art activity based on different pieces from the museum collection. The Eskenazi Museum also offers two other levels of the club, high school and teacher. Each is open to any interested student or teacher across the state of Indiana.
Indiana has been named the second best state for drivers, according to the personal finance website Wallet Hub. They considered 31 key data points when developing the ranking system, including cost of vehicle ownership, gas prices, road quality, commute times, and access to vehicle maintenance. Indiana ranked second to Texas in overall driver experience. The director of the survey mentioned that in 2017, Governor Holcomb signed into law the largest infrastructure investment bill in state history, which is the only long-term, fully funded state roads and bridges plan in the country, and it allows Indiana to maintain and improve current roadways, finish ongoing projects, and to be prepared to address future state infrastructure needs. And those are your local headlines. Julie, I'm going to take a wild stab at it and say that the director of that survey has not been over in Bloomington at the intersection of Hillside and College Mall Road. Have you been over there?
I haven't been over there recently, but it sounds like it's been a bit crazy.
Oh, it's one hot mess. All right, we'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick word from our sponsors. When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Julie Beasley here, along with Skip Daly on the South Central Indiana News Network. And each week, our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. Turning 65 this year, the Porthole is Southern Indiana's longest continuous live music venue. You'll love their famous pizzas, steaks, and catfish. They are open for takeout. Check them out online, portholein.com, or on Facebook. While the month of February rolls in with chilling temperatures, Indiana State Fire Marshal Stephen Cox urges Hoosiers using alternative heating sources to practice proper heating safety and maintenance. He reminds us that home appliances such as ovens should never be used for heating, as it can lead to carbon monoxide poisoning, and that space heaters should remain at least 3 feet from any flammable materials. Additional winter weather preparedness information can be found by visiting getprepared.in.gov.
Well, Julie, it is hard to believe that is almost February, but the good news is in Bloomington, of course, February means it is time for the month of chocolate. What do you think about that?
I think that's great. A lot has changed since this time last year.
Yes, it is. But our guest every year, actually, is Stephanie Shelton with Life Designs, who is the facilitator, the moderator, the guru of the Art of Chocolate, which is a nonprofit event that you guys put on each year. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. It's a little chilly out there, but we're hanging in there.
Before we get into all of the Art of Chocolate, we want to both offer you some congratulations. Since the last time that we've spoken, your family has grown.
That's right. We added a new little boy back in May, on May 23rd, a new Shelton boy to the mix.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting news. And parenting during this crazy pandemic time has got to be quite a challenge.
Yeah, there's some things that actually have gone a little bit easier, I feel like, and then other things that it's just really been unusually difficult.
Well, you've been able to transition back into your duties over at Life Designs pretty well, but the pandemic has got to add a lot of additional challenges to this year's Art of Chocolate. Talk to us about the history of the event and tell us exactly what's going to be going on this year.
Sure. The history of the Art of Chocolate, it's been our signature fundraising event during the month of chocolate for, I want to say we're on 12 or 13 years at this point. And the Art of Chocolate has traditionally been a chocolate and wine tasting event, sort of like a gala. The past several years, we've had a Mardi Gras theme. So everybody's been wearing their Mardi Gras masks and dressing up, and we have beads and the whole nine yards. It's been a really fun party to attend. This year, due to COVID, we are doing what we can virtually. So we hope that folks out there will join us in this new adventure as we try something a little bit different out. It won't be quite like what it was before. And we hope that maybe next year we can get back to our regular fun party. But for this year anyways, we thought we'd really focus on our mission and what we're here to do as far as serving the community and serving people in the community in the way of the event programs. We're here to share some really entertaining and fun videos about people who are in the community with us, people who have disabilities, who want to show off their talents and tell people about the things that they go through on a daily basis and just get to know people. So the Art of Chocolate this year is partnering with a number of different local restaurants, and we can list those off, or you guys can just check them out on the website at weekofchocolate.com. The local restaurants that we're partnering with are then offering carryout options, so that if you want to purchase a ticket to the virtual Art of Chocolate, you can then pick up your food and have some delicious dinner from, say, Cardinal Spirits while you're enjoying the virtual entertainment.
All right, let's rewind a little bit. Now, this Art of Chocolate is your flagship fundraising event for the organization. Talk to us about Life Designs and what that mission is that you mentioned earlier.
Absolutely. So Life Designs is a nonprofit organization that provides staff supports to people with disabilities. Our mission is really about community inclusion and helping people with disabilities become as independent as they possibly can by increasing their life skills, employment skills, social skills. So our staff really work one-on-one with people in a very customized and individual fashion to work on the steps they are working on to achieve their goals. Different people have different goals, so there's a wide variety of the kind of things that we do with people every day. So some of our clients have dreams of a job, a certain type of job, or learning a new skill, traveling. We try to help people accomplish those goals.
Now, in your fundraiser this year to support those goals, you mentioned that I think all of the events will be virtual and you're partnering with restaurants. What will that look like in partnering with restaurants for those virtual events? Will people be running out to pick up to-go food for the virtual event ahead of the event? And will there be a capacity on the online events as well?
Some of the events do have a capacity, yes, whereas some of them don't have a set limit. The virtual event program is probably going to be shorter than what the live event would have been. We feel like we just want to give people 45-minute to an hour-long entertainment for the evening, help give people an opportunity to get to know some of our clients, some people who have really amazing personalities and skills, something that you wouldn't get to see every day. And then, yes, the restaurants who are providing food will have pickup time slots prior to the events. And it depends on the restaurant as to when those time slots might be. So you just have to see what the slot is for your food choice. But yeah, people will be able to pick up their food at least a few hours prior to the event. And then they can reheat or warm up the food right before the live show and then enjoy the food as they're watching the videos.
Now, Stephanie, in years past, this event has transcended a number of different venues throughout the community. How many folks are you working with this year? Is it limited in scope, or were you able to keep the same amount of community involvement as years past?
You know, there's maybe a little bit less community involvement than in years past, but I think a lot of it is due to the nature of the restrictions of COVID and some organizations and some events that just cannot happen and go on like they used to. Rhino's Chocolate Prom is an example of one of those things. I think they really wanted to participate this year, but there's just no way that we could think of to have a prom as a virtual event. So we hope that we'll get to see them back again next year. But for this year, we've got many of the other same businesses that have partnered with us in the past. Wonder Lab After Dark Chocolate event is back again. Osmond Chiropractics, The Sweet Life is also back. Down Syndrome Family Connection has the Coco Couture Fashion Show. And then we've got a few new things that are actually a possibility because it's virtual that weren't possible before. The Coco Couture Fashion Show, for example, is adding an online auction, and that's something that they had never done before. So The Art of Chocolate has an online auction as well. And then we still have the Art Gallery by the Bloomington Watercolor Society that will be up. The art gallery is unique because it's both in-person and virtual event. So in that situation, the virtual gallery opening night will be a tour and the announcements of the first place, second place, best of show awards and things like that. And then throughout the month, people will be able to stop by during normal business hours on their own schedule so that they can view the art in person and appreciate that without a big crowd.
All right, Stephanie, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll ask you to detail some of the event specifics, days, times, and how folks can get in touch with you. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
And we are back on What's Happening. Julie Beasley here, along with Skip Daly. And today we are joined with Stephanie Shelton with Life Design. So, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Stephanie, February is the month of chocolate, as always. And this year you'll be having some chocolate kit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. This year we have a virtual chocolate tasting kit and virtual chocolate tasting parties. They're a fun way to sample some different chocolates from around the world. We chose chocolates from 6 different countries, including one of our very own chocolates right here in Bloomington, the Bloomington Chocolate Company. And we put together kits so that people can purchase these kits either individually or in a group. If you want more than one kit and you want to enjoy this in your home with another couple of friends or so, you can get several kits, pick them up from the Bloomington Chocolate Company and enjoy those during one of three possible opportunities for the virtual chocolate tasting, in which it's a very fun being led through in the chocolate tasting etiquette, which I don't know if you know anything about that. I sure didn't, but it's fun learning about tasting chocolate in a very fancy way and learning about where it's from, the different flavors, how it's made, and all of that good stuff. So these chocolate tasting kits are really, they're limited this year. We only had 48 kits. So, and I actually just heard last night that we sold 10 of them. So they are going fast. You'll want to get online and get those ordered ahead of time.
Okay. I think you also have an event that will be social distancing in person as well. Is that right?
Yes. We have another social distancing event, the Sweet Life. It's always been a women's pampering day event. This year, the spaces are limited to 10 people per hour. So you need to get online and get your tickets to reserve your space for that. The tickets will be on sale at weekofchocolate.com. At that event this year, they have, I believe, spray tans and chair massages, and then a number of other pampering and different giveaway items that you can pick up along the way.
Stephanie, is weekofchocolate.com the site where you want to direct people for all of the information that we've been discussing?
Yes, weekofchocolate.com has the general overall schedule of events, so you can see each event that's listed in the schedule, and then each event has a place where you can click on it, then go to if it has its own ticket page or have more detailed information about how to get involved with that particular event.
Now, you're calling it Week of Chocolate. I believe it was Julie and I that coined the Month of Chocolate a couple years ago.
That's right. It was. We did change the name. We were not able to purchase that Month of Chocolate domain. So the domain is still weekofchocolate.com, but it sure is the Month of Chocolate.
Fair enough. Just another minute here. Is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know about the Month of Chocolate?
The Month of Chocolate really does do a lot for the community, not just with Life Designs, but with these other wonderful organizations like Wonder Lab and Down Syndrome Family Connection. So now is a really great time to give back to your community, especially the local restaurants that are involved. I'm buying carry out food as much as I can just to help make sure that those restaurants are around in a couple of months after COVID has run through and hopefully the vaccines are out and eventually we'll have the chance to go back out. It's a great way to have some fun and support your community.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for rejoining us as you do each year to talk about the art of chocolate. I appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Skip.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. We'd also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, join us every Friday as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.